bought this new GPS that I called my wife. She gives me directions while I'm driving.
In point 2 miles, turn left.
Perhaps this is sexist, I don't know, but I call it Martha Stewart, and Martha is going to guide me across the U.S. all the way to the Yukon Territory. From my parents' home in La Mesa, Texas, Martha takes me across plains that fall slowly into the hill country of central Texas and then emerge in several megacities. She guided me flawlessly through Dallas-Fort Worth traffic.
Turn left, then turn right.
To my brother's driveway in Keller, Texas. James is 8 years younger than me, a coach for the only Texas high school football team to have won the national championship 3 years in a row. My brother and his wife are expecting their first child, and I spend the night with them watching TV specials on some guy raising captive wolves trying to teach them to be wild. Sitting beside me on the couch, my sister-in-law urges me to touch her belly to see if I can feel the baby kick. I knock on the outside. "Hey," I say, "your uncle is going to Canada. I have to say goodbye before I even get to say hello to you." She laughs, but I look in Jennifer's eyes and I know I'm going to miss this big event in December, and probably miss much of her life as she gets raised here in Texas, and I get raised in the wild.
Drive point 7 miles, then keep right.
I drive north to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where my older brother and his wife live. A very different couple. Both smoke, both love to gamble at the nearby casino, and when they're not at work, they're on their couch watching videos. We go out to Route 66 to a barbecue joint that's famous for their barbecue recipe the chef says he found in his mother's dresser after she died. Barbecue's messy, but good, and you smack your fingers a lot. Tulsa happens to be at the heart of a messy immigration controversy. They're about ready to pass HB 1804, a new tough law on illegal immigrants, which aims to stop them from getting IDs and public assistance. Many people are satisfied with the new law, but others know that Latinos are fleeing Oklahoma in fear, which leaves the economy in a sudden slump. It's hard for me. After struggling 3 years to get legal, to be sympathetic to illegal immigrants. I could have stayed in Canada and worked illegally. Should I have expected everyone to be okay with that? Or not to have faced any penalty? No. Are families being torn apart in Oklahoma? Yes, they are. Ignorance of the law, though, is no excuse in the states, and I fault the employers. Canada's system does that. They go after employers as well as illegals. It's a good system. Too much of the U.S. problem has been employers unwilling to raise wages, hiring illegals, and putting them in jeopardy. They could have legalized the same people. When we get back home, we sit on those great large couches of theirs and I feel at home. They smoke and we talk about why I'm going to Canada, and they talk about their lives, their friends, we laugh with their kids. I look at the way they get along with each other. I like the women my brothers have chosen as partners. They're funny, compassionate, and sometimes crass. My younger brother and his wife are nervous about making sure everything is done right. My older brother and his partner could care less about what anyone else thinks the right thing is. I'm gonna miss being around and watching them, and being able to drive to see them. Yeah, immigration splits up families, and partly it's my fault. But I don't know how to hold on to them and get what I want too.
Turn left.
So I head off to Wichita, Kansas instead, home of Dorothy. Well, former home of Dorothy. Most people don't know it, but Dorothy turned into an immigrant. The Wizard of Oz was her first visit of a country she would eventually settle in. And since she comes back and declares,
"And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again, because I love you all. And, oh, Annie M., there's no place like home."
Most people think of this as celebrating home. But in the sixth book, The Emerald City of Oz, Uncle Henry and Annie M. are about to lose the farm to foreclosure. Well, their original house was taken off in a tornado, and they took out a subprime mortgage. They're facing foreclosure. When they tell Dorothy, she moves them to Oz. They settle on a farm outside the Emerald City as immigrants. Uncle Henry makes the transition much better than his wife. Auntie M has a hard time with Oz, always doubting its sincerity. She's conservative. She wants simpler clothes, a simpler lifestyle. She wants to go back to what she knows. Having lived too long in Kansas, perhaps, she's set in her ways. David Francy, the Canadian folk singer, has a wonderful song about living in the North and wishing for Kansas instead. I've always imagined it might have been Dorothy's unspoken lament, but now I know it's Auntie Em's.
In the land of the midnight sun, snow and stone to kingdom come, ragged cloud, sky all blue, Kansas, I dream of you. And I met her there so far from home, both of us ourselves alone, old world left behind for new, Kansas, I dream of you. Oh, Kansas, I dream of you, Kansas, I dream of you, tell me what am I to do, Kansas, I dream of you.
Can't you see her looking out the palace window on one of their visits to Princess Ozma, trying to see the country she left behind? It's the problem of the immigrant, this living in two worlds, wishing you could truly fit in one or the other. She's got Kansas in her blood. She has Oz in her backyard. She couldn't stay in Kansas. They took away her farm. She isn't so sure of this new place. Will it ever be home?
Left behind the green men west, here is where she came to rest. We may never meet again, it's true, Kansas, I dream of you.
Driving into Kansas, I felt more like Auntie Em than Dorothy, the adventurer, wondering what part of me might remain Kansas, even as the rest of me became Canadian.
Continued 874 miles.